We're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, welcome back to the program. And what did you hear in the president's speech that sounded new in terms of U.S. policy on Iraq?
Well, I have to tell you, Alex, there was not a lot new in this speech. We heard a lot of very familiar phrases. We heard the president talking about hunting down terrorists and fighting the war without wavering and pledging to prevail. And he said the war on terror is this, or the war in Iraq is the central front in the war on terror. He did describe tomorrow's voting in Iraq as a watershed moment in the pursuit of freedom. Again, just a little different language than he's used in the past to talk about that. He pointed out that this will be the only constitutional democracy in the Arab world. But perhaps the most interesting moment, and it's that tape that you just played moments ago, where he acknowledged that much of the intelligence pre-war turned out to be wrong, and he said he was responsible for the decision to invade. Again, that's not actually new. He said that kind of thing before, but there was something about the way he said it today and the way he did call attention to it. He wasn't just responding to it to a shouted question from a reporter. Later in the speech, he mentioned former President Harry Truman. And at this earlier point, he seemed to be trying to claim some of that straight shooter, buck stops here quality that Truman was so admired for. But then again, even in taking responsibility for the decision, he also stressed immediately, as we just heard, that he felt he'd done the right thing and that he would do it again.
Well, are you saying that you're speaking about political goals for today's speech and the three previous speeches as well?
Yes. I mean, you have to look at these in terms of political goals, because, again, while we got the president talking, particularly in some of the earlier speeches over the past 2 weeks, with maybe a bit more candor about things that maybe could have been done a little bit better or resources that could have been focused over here and instead of over there, mostly he is trying to win back public support for the war. It has been falling. You know, a sizable majority in a number of polls shows that Americans just do not think the president has a plan that can achieve victory, that there isn't an adequate strategy. So by talking about this in this series of speeches, he does seem to be trying to win back those people he has lost, because they know politically it's important to have backing, especially with midterm elections next year and a lot of members of Congress looking at this war and wondering how long it's going to go on and getting tough questions from constituents back home. He does need a political base.
The Democrats didn't have a response today. They had a prequel, kind of. They made official comments on behalf of the party before the president's speech. What did they say?
Yes, indeed. We heard from Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, and he said that this was in a letter to the White House signed by 41 Democratic senators. He said that they certainly appreciate the president's speeches on the issue, but again, they regret that the American people still have not been presented with a plan that identifies the remaining political, economic, and military benchmarks that must be met. And Reid said that Americans need a reasonable timetable for achieving those things. So they are trying to preempt the criticism that we did hear from the president about war critics who, as the president says, you know, want to pull out immediately or set a firm deadline. Reid talks about a reasonable timeline in that letter.
All right. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.